Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader. Last September, following the deaths of Sarah Everard and Sabina Nessa, the Met Police set up a new online tool to help the public report parts of the capital where they feel unsafe. Today, the Met has revealed it's received more than 3,000 reports of people feeling unsafe through its Street Safe tool, with almost three quarters of the reports from women. Most related to poor street lighting and CCTV coverage. But the Met said there were also reports of men verbally harassing women, which it had tackled successfully by introducing more police patrols in those areas. So, how effective is the Street Safe tool? And how well does it work to tackle abuse against women and girls? Women's rights activist Patsy Stevenson, known for being pinned to the ground and arrested by police at the Sarah Everard vigil last year, joins me now to discuss this latest release from the Met. So, Patsy, first of all, what do you make of this news about the Street Safe tool?
I mean, you know, it's great that they're looking into things to actually decrease the violence against women and girls. But on the other side of things, they've not taken into account that more police on the streets doesn't necessarily mean less violence against women and girls. Because as we know, police commit these crimes as well. So if you're putting more police on the streets, it doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be less violence against women and girls.
And the majority of the reports, according to the Met, relate to things like street lighting and CCTV coverage. Are these things that you think are beneficial and can make people feel safer?
I mean, it can. When I first, when the vigil happened, I wrote to Boris Johnson and I received a letter back, not from himself, but from someone else who was in charge of the police. And they said they were spending a lot of funding on street lighting and CCTV. Now, CCTV and street lighting, it should be there already. These are like basic things that should already be implemented. The things that they need to be doing to instill trust in women and girls is actually to look at their own police force and vet them correctly. And also, I've seen one advert from the Mayor of London, but like a campaign video about how to stand up for women and girls if, you know, they had a group of lads that were catcalling a woman on her own on a night out. That was very good at raising awareness. However, I feel like it needs to be pushed more in the sense of it's not just on the street at night when we're being catcalled. It's all the time. It's in the daytime. It's, you know, the conversations that guys are having away from people, you know, about women that are like objectifying them. And this is the start of viewing women as objects. It's a spectrum that they need to be stopping at the start. Like I said, streetlights and CCTV, they do help, but this is a very small thing that they could be doing, and they should have been doing it a long time ago.
And the narrative has very much moved towards dealing with the cultural issues, as you spoke about there, that lead some men to act like this and abuse women. since the Sarah Everard vigil, what have you seen, if anything, to address those issues?
Almost nothing. We've seen a lot of empty promises, and we've seen a lot of, you know, I know that Priti Patel at one point said she's listening to women and girls. But, you know, a lot of women and girls are saying that they don't want the policing bill to go forward because the policing bill allows police to have more powers, one of which is a digital strip search that is absolutely abhorrent and shouldn't be necessary when a victim is reporting a crime of a sexual crime against them. So, you know, all of these government officials are saying, we're listening, we're going to do all this, but they're not listening properly. They're doing things that are like token gestures and, again, not fixing the real issue. And the shame of it is that at the moment, looking at the way that things are going, it's going to take a very, very long time to, one, instill any trust that we have with the police, and two, to actually inflict any change on the way that men behave towards women.
I'm now joined by Anna Burley from campaign group Reclaim These Streets. So Anna, what do you make of this latest release from the Met about its street safe tool?
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised that women report that they don't feel safe, whether it's London or elsewhere in the country. We know that there are some really shocking statistics around things like street harassment and being followed home or feeling like you're being followed home. I think there's a statistic of 97% of women having experienced some form of harassment or sexual harassment in a public space. So that doesn't surprise me at all. And I think the fact that the Met haven't targeted at women, but so many women have responded, is quite telling as well.
And in terms of measures to tackle abuse against women and girls, where do you think it ranks?
When you emailed, I thought I'd have a look at what some local authorities have put out to ask women their views in a sort of place-based way and compare it with trying to report the same experience that I often have in my local area on both. There's a particular betting shop, there's often groups of men outside. They don't necessarily always verbally harass me and other women, but it's really intimidating. It's not about how light it is, it's a main road. It's actually about male behaviour. On the Met Police one, A, it doesn't let me specify that it's a group of men that I, as a woman, find intimidating. And I think that's important because we need to understand when harassment or behaviour that makes people feel unsafe, what its intention is. If it's designed to intimidate women, make them feel unwelcome in public spaces, if there's misogyny behind it, we need to understand that if we're going to tackle it, and the Met one doesn't. I compared it by reporting the same thing on something that has been launched by Lambeth Council. The sort of options available to me are really different, and it asked for suggestions on how it could be improved. So it talked about not just things like street lighting and visible police presence, but also activities that empower women, education for men about gender-based violence. And I think that that's a much more nuanced approach to it.
And you mentioned the sort of education side of things there. What have you seen charities and groups like Reclaim These Streets doing in terms of education for men and boys?
Yeah, I think what's been really heartening has been some sort of campaigning work that's being done. Initially, it was being done by Metro Mayors, both in Manchester and in London. But there's also now content being put out on social media channels by the Home Office that is around calling on men to make violence against women and girls their problem. It's not a women's issue to solve. Actually, it's about men checking the behaviour of other men, having a think about the impact that words and behaviours have on women and girls. And that is really powerful. In London, we've got, instead of it just being Ask Angela signs up in the women's loos saying that if you feel unsafe, here are some actions you can take. Actually, there are signs up in the blokes' loos saying these are things that you shouldn't do because it makes women unsafe and you're the problem if you don't call out bad behaviour. In terms of what we're doing, we're working with an organisation called Shout Out UK. We're delivering consent workshops and classes in schools around the country. Those workshops, as well as understanding what consent means and having some of those hard conversations about what it means, for example, in online spaces. You know, sending a dick pic isn't something that is necessarily covered on your usual sex ed class in schools, maybe, and actually understanding where those behaviours cross a line.
So would you say things are now moving in the right direction in terms of that education?
I think some of the conversations we're having have changed, and that's been something that's really noticeable over the last sort of 12 months, is that I do get fewer people responding to tweets or contacting me on social media or on email saying that it's not all men and sort of accusing me of being a man-hating misandrist. That has lessened. Maybe they've spent their fury, or maybe it's that actually the way we're talking about violence against women and girls is helping to change it from being a problem that is just for women and girls to think about and tackle, and a problem that everybody sees that they have a role in dealing with. Public sexual harassment. Lots of the comments that the Met Police will be capturing in their online tool, they don't actually give an offer for this behaviour makes me feel unsafe but is not technically illegal. But that's actually the case for a lot of women's experiences. Being catcalled, wolf whistled, having lewd comments made to you, even being followed home by a guy in his car who's slowed down to your walking speed. So long as he doesn't buy sex off you, he's not breaking the law, and it's incredibly scary. So I think, yes, some of the conversations have improved, but no, the big, meaningful, meaty things that need to happen so that a change in conversation translates into a change in experience for women hasn't happened.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.